This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My guest today is without a doubt one of the world's living treasures. She's enjoyed a career spanning close to 70 years, winning accolades as both a musician and as an actress. She has to her name three Grammy Awards, over 1,000 recorded songs, 70 million album sales, and she sings in five languages. Even if you don't think you know Petula Clark, you know her because she's brought us great hits such as Downtown, I Know a Place, Colour My World, and This Is My Song. She released a new album last year called From Now On and is returning to Australia for a national tour kicking off at the Arts Centre Melbourne this May the 13th. She's the First Lady of British Music, and I have her on the line direct from New York City. Petula Clark, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Well, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be able to speak with you.
I'm delighted to be able to speak with you. Not as delighted as my father is that I'm speaking with you. I rang him last night to ask for some intelligence on Petula Clark, and he said, give my love to our pet from Radio Fun.
Oh, that's so sweet. Radio Fun. Oh, my goodness. That's really going back a bit.
Well, that ages...
That's very nice.
That ages he and you and I all of a sudden together.
Well, you know, who cares about that?
Exactly.
This is about, you know, how old are you and, oh, is she still doing that? Really, I find that really, really boring. So, I don't know how old you are and I really don't care. You seem to be doing your job very well and that's what matters.
Indeed, that's a very kind thing to say. But it's funny, we can't gloss over the longevity of your career despite your age. You have performed for 70 years. If we had 3 hours and a bottle of red, the things that I would talk about include getting through World War II as a child, being a child star, moving to France, speaking five languages, like all of these things. But what I really want to address today, because we have limited time, is what you're up to now and this new album, and more importantly, your tour of Australia, which kicks off next week.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm managing to squeeze this rather short tour of Australia, a bit too short for my liking, because, you know, I did a UK tour. I was just a few days ago in Montreal meeting with new young French Canadian writers who are writing songs for me for a new album, which I'll be recording in October. And then I'm doing a U.S. tour the end of this year, November and December. Then I do a Canadian tour next spring. So I hope I'll be putting my feet a little bit now and then, but there won't be a lot of that.
No, it doesn't sound like there's any of it at all. Even your Australian tour, which kicks off in Melbourne, takes you all over the country, no? You obviously got more energy than any of the octogenarians in my life.
Well, you know, I'm doing something I absolutely enjoy, you know, and I how many people can say that, you know? It does feel like work to me. That's what this business is all about. You know, making records is fine, you know, but that's all about sound. It's just about sound. It's important, but it's not the same as being on stage in front of a live audience.
Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly.
On your new album, From Now On, which you recorded and released last year, you sing a beautiful cover of the Beatles' classic Blackbird, which is a massively important song in my upbringing, and I love this rendition. Why have you picked that song, and how have you organised this interesting mix between your new material and some of these covers that you're performing?
Well, that particular song, Blackbird, the producer said, I think maybe we should do a Beatles song, and I said, well, yes. But like what? You know, I recorded Imagine, the album before that. I recorded lots of Beatles songs, and I love singing them, but he came up with Blackbird.
It's a great song.
Anyway, he played it to me, and it's actually a very complex little song. It doesn't sound like it, but when you start singing it, it's quite tricky, and I absolutely love it, and I will definitely be doing it in the concert. We also did Fever, which I was not too keen on doing because I knew Peggy Lee very well, and I felt that, you know, that's her song. I should not be doing it.
But it's and a lovely then, tribute to Peggy Lee, I think.
Yeah, I think it works. Before I started recording it, I went up to my microphone and I had a little word with her. And I mean, she's been gone now for some time, but I said, "Hey, Peggy, I hope you don't mind. I love the song, so I'm doing it for you." So I hope she doesn't mind.
I wanted to talk, Petula, about your capacity to sing beautiful songs in five languages. You sing in French, Italian, Spanish and German, and of course you do some work in English. Which do you think is the most romantic language on earth? Which is the language that you can sing a love song most convincingly in?
I cheat with this. I don't speak Italian, I don't speak German, I don't speak Spanish. I do speak French. French is very romantic, and I do sing a lot in French, and I'll probably sing one song in French when I come to Australia. Is it the most romantic language? I don't know. Sometimes we have this sort of image of what's romantic, and people seem to think that French is the most romantic. It's romantic if the person you're speaking to inspires romance, you know.
Yes, and can understand you.
S'il me fallait vivre sans foi ni loi, je le ferais pour être aimé de toi. Je renierais tout ce en quoi je crois à tout jamais pour être aimé de toi, pour être aimé de toi. J'en appelle à Dieu, j'implore le diable, je m'accroche à tout ce qui peut m'aider. Pour calmer ce feu indéfinissable qui rend mon cœur fou du mal de t'aimer. S'il me fallait vivre sans foi ni loi, je le ferais pour être aimé de toi. Je renierais tout ce en quoi je crois à tout jamais pour être aimé de toi. Pour être aimé de toi. Tu ruines mes joies, tu détruis mes rêves.
What do you do to maintain the instrument that is your voice over a very protracted period of time and then over an intense period of performing on tour?
Well, I'd be honest with you, I don't do anything at all. I don't sing otherwise, you know. I know I'm not one of those people who swings around the house. I certainly don't practice, you know, I don't do la 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 la. Don't do all that stuff. I just get out there and do it.
Singing teachers across Australia are now furious because they've just told all their singing students they have to practice their scales and arpeggios daily.
Well, you know, yes, that's true. I've had no training at all. You know, I'm a totally natural singer. I've actually been told that if my voice was trained, it wouldn't sound the same. You know, listen to Barbara Streisand. She's got all those funny things about her voice. If she went to a real music teacher, that person would probably get rid of all those things in her voice, and she wouldn't sound like Barbara Streisand anymore. So, you know.
It's like me and my golf game. See, once they started tweaking with it, nothing but trouble.
My son is a great teacher of golf.
Well, he's on.
You said golf, did you?
Yes, I did, and he's now got a job in Australia, which is fantastic.
Yes, no.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure.
There's a great line in the title song of your album From Now On, which I will be playing at the end of this interview because I do love it. But you say, I don't need to know how your life has been. I've been there too, and I've seen all that really matters is what's from now on, which I think is an interesting sentiment from somebody who has had such a successful career and who is constantly reminded of the work she did 50 years ago. I like the idea. And I think you're talking about lovers and friends and people now, not music.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, of course, in the song, it's about two people who were meeting. They probably had an affair a long time ago, and lives have pulled them apart with other people, and now they're meeting again. She is saying, all that really matters is from now on. But I think that's very true. You know, I think it's important to live for today. Sometimes I'm criticized for not being nostalgic enough. I do live for today. That's just the way I'm made.
Oh, Petula, I just wanted to ask you one quick question. I've got a quick game that I'd like to play called Name Dropping with Petula Clark. Can you just say yay or nay, yes or no, to the answer to these questions? Have you met Queen Elizabeth II?
Several times.
Elton John?
Oh, yes. Several times.
All four of the Beatles?
I didn't meet George Harrison.
Oh. Did you meet Dusty Springfield?
Oh, yes, yes. I shared a dressing room with her a couple of times and we had a good laugh.
Judith Durham?
Who?
Judith Durham was the singer for the Seekers, the Australian band in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
David Bowie?
No, I never met David Bowie.
Oh.
Right.
Did you meet Aled Jones?
Yes, I did, yes. Oh,
you're nearly
there.
He's
a Welshman, you know.
Yes. Have you met Tina Arena?
No, I haven't, but I'm a great admirer.
I'm well aware that we're running out of time.
Yes,
and I
yes,
need to let you go, Petula.
Yes.
But I just wanted to say that I'm going to play now the title track from Petula Clark's current album From Now On. Petula Clark, all the very best for the upcoming tour. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us at Joy 94.9. We're looking forward to seeing you in Melbourne on May 13th.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, bye-bye now.
I don't need to know how your life has been. I've been there too, and I have seen. All that really matters is from now on. And we don't need to talk about yesterday. That's over now. And I'm glad to say all that really matters is from now on. Looking at you now, I begin to see how we could be for you and me if we don't take this chance. How will we ever know?
How will we ever know?
I really wanna know.
Many thanks to Petula Clark. She'll be performing live in concert at Hamer Hall Art Centre Melbourne Saturday the 13th of May. Show starts at 8:30. Tickets are through Ticketmaster or direct from Arts Centre Melbourne. After Melbourne, she'll be flying to Perth on May 17, then through Canberra, Sydney, Brisbane, Port Macquarie, Maryborough and Caloundra on the 28th of May.
Broken dreams, wounded pride, all that really matters is from now on. Though she broke your heart like he broke mine, it's in the past. Come on, pour the wine. All that really matters is from now on. Looking at you now, I begin to see how we could be for you and me if we don't take this chance. Took us on different paths, different journeys, but here we are. I don't need to know how your life has been. I've been there too, and I have seen that all that really matters is from now on.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.